the same time, I sit here and gave you a 2 years of ministry milestone for the children ministry. So today, a year later, I'm here to give you an update. Have you seen the video? You see the little babies from the nursery? They're moving, step forward and forward. So, can we have the PowerPoint up, please? Yeah. So, while the technology is going. Okay. the first foremost thing is we always want to keep our church very clean for our children, right? So we praise the Lord for the youth helping out in April, so we have a full church cleanup. If you ever come by to the children ministry every year with the classrooms, they're all spotless clean, and they got repainted. The carpets are all washed, so you'll be comfortable and you know your kids are in a very safe and clean environment. And then, as we are always concerned about the safety of the children, so we always enforce the sign in and sign out. So parents, please at 12:30 come pick up your kids, because they need you to pick up your kids, so we know that they are safe. They're not running around by themselves. Okay. And then as we are going with the communication to enhance the communication between the parents and the teacher, and know what's going on in happening in the children ministry. I hope you have been reading the children's newsletter, which we'll be sending out every month, beginning of the month, to your email box. So if you haven't looked at it, you should come and tell me like you didn't receive it, but because every parent should have been looking at it. Okay. And as we are teaching the kids of their Bible knowledge, they're growing, we also want them to have a participation in the Great Commission. So this month, we're going to partner up with the mission department, and they're going to get involved in this mosquito net mission. So I hope the parents are supporting, encouraging their children so they have a love for the world, love for the kids that need it, not just what they have, but able to share with those that need it. And then we continue to, as you notice, that we continue to recruit new co-workers, teachers, assistants. Hopefully that not just you come just to serve, but come to learn and grow with the children. And as every month we continue to, every quarter we continue to review our teacher's curriculum to hopefully we provide the best teaching material for the children. They could learn, they grow, and they are teaching in all the capacities, not just one way, but multiple ways of learning the Bibles and learning the world. And of course, one of our major outreach events is our Vacation Bible School, which starts registration today. You've seen it in the video. It's a lot of fun. They come, they fun. Not only the children have a lot of fun, but those that involve the youth, the teacher, they also get trained and get developed to serve. And as you see, we don't want the kids just sit there and be served. We want the kids to grow up. They become the server to be able to serve. You see that children, as they grow up into youth, they are sort of serving in different capacities. As today, if you notice, as you're coming in, the children are serving as well. They'll be ushered, they'll be leading worships. You see the future of the church. So I just want to ask you, how many of you have been walked to the back to the nursery and ever watched what they're doing in there on the toddler room? Okay, I love to stand by the window and look into it. And they are, one time I see this teacher sitting there teaching the kid, open up, telling them the creation, God's creation, how God created the world, okay? And then telling them God loves them. And I'm looking at this baby, 2 years old, 3 years old, they might not understand a lot. But when they finish class, they come out, they tell me, Jesus loves me. Isn't that precious? Have you delivered a 2 year old, a 3 year old, very pure heart? But they know that Jesus loves them. You know, as kids are growing up, there will be hundreds of teachers teaching them before they quit learning. And they will have hundreds of people teaching them, talking to them throughout their lifetime. But nobody, I said, nobody can be like this teacher.
ministry behind the scene, taking care of your children. Okay? So I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, parents, children ministry is not babysitting. They are preaching God's word at the very beginning in the life of these kids. I'm going to tell you some statistics, right? Do you know that more than half of the people who will ever accept Jesus as Lord and Savior will do by the age of 12? By the time the child is age 9, their basic moral foundation has been formed. By the age of 13, a person has formed their first basic belief about the nature of God, the reliability of the Bible, the existence of an afterlife, the everlasting love of Jesus Christ. What does these data tell us? What does it matter to us? Parents, I know you want to provide the best for your kids. I listen to a lot of parents, what they do with their children's time. Because they want to provide the best, right? They take them to music lessons, sports camps, different other camps. They pack the children's daily schedule so packed with learning of a lot of things. These are good. I'm not saying they're not good. They're good. But you know, one day, all these learning, all these skills will not matter anymore. They don't have everlasting effect, everlasting value in people's life. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, 1, it tells, there is a time for everything and a season for every activities under the heavens. All this statistic is telling us we only have a very, very short period of time to teach the kids, to train the kids, to help them to form the godly moral foundation that will impact, help them to walk the rest of their life. And statistic tells us once a kid graduate from high school, once they go on to college, many of them will not go to college anymore, will not go to church anymore. Many of them will not even listen to their parents anymore. So if their best friends are not from church, and their best friends are secular world friends, they could give them good advice, but advice of a secular value. But if their best friends are from church and they have a moral standard foundation, and when they give opinions and help them out, they know there is a godly word foundation. So, brothers and sisters, what are you? Are you making an impact in God's kingdom? What kind of impact are you doing? Are you making an impact in the children's life? Through the children ministry, we have a chance to engage the hearts of the children when they are most open to the gospel. We are able to step into their lives through all the gifts like teaching, serving, administration, evangelism. You know, children, they're not only are the future of the body of Christ or the future of the world, they are our prime responsibility now. Don't wait for future. Time will go and never come back. You'll miss the opportunity and it's gone. So brothers and sisters, I'd like to invite you to come and share, to serve in the children ministry, to make a difference in their life, to make an imprint in their life while they are listening to you, while they are glad to hear your voice, glad to be your companions. You will never know one day. Pastor John always shared with us that when he was helping out when he just came out, when he served and served the children, he thought it was no big deal. But one day today, you know, that his pastor had changed his mind and that he really devoted his time to the children. Today, the children that he ministered to now are parents, grandparents. They will tell their kids, this is the pastor that tells me about God. This is the pastor that teaches me what to do in our life. So, brothers and sisters, I invite you to come and join our children ministry to feel the difference, watch them grow, make a difference. By Proverbs 22:6, it says, train your child in a way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Brother, sister, I'm not begging you to do this. I'm telling you, God has a calling for you. We serve children ministry with a passion, with a love, not just because of responsibility, because I would do it. Because you are making a difference in these kids' life. That's why I allow you to do it. And that's why I hope you come with that passion to serve in the children's ministry. So when we finish the meeting today, as you go out, you see the tables out there. We have displays of the Sunday school materials. We have different the VBS program that's open for registration for volunteer. So you're welcome to look. And there is actually a table that has children's artwork on it and are free for you to take it if you like it. So I hope you enjoy, and may the Lord speak to you and touch your heart. The children ministry welcomes you. Thank you. It's time for tithes and offerings. So, will the ushers please come forward?
记上一章二十一到二十八节。
现在发觉到，原来我国语的那个小孩子都不如我。
I just realized that my Chinese is not as good as that little boy's.
今天母亲节是个很特别的日子。
Today's Mother's Day, a very special day.
代表教会恭喜那些做母亲的、做祖母的、做曾祖母的，神祝福你们。
I want to represent the church to pay tribute to the mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers among us today. Yesterday, I watched a short video. There was no dialogue, so just subtitles.
You Raised Me Up.
In the background, play the music, You Raised Me Up. Have you heard that song?The video started the mother washing the clothes. In those days, that was her job, washing the clothes by hand for the cleaners. After she finished washing the clothes, she rushed to the cleaner, paid the clothes, and she said, I had to go pick up my kids. No doubt.
孩子玩，结果孩子大了一点，这停下还是一样，妈妈家里那时候孩子大了一点，还有我回家才给妈妈。
And then the scenes change, and you see it's a couple years later, their child has grown, and you see the mother continues to put the food in the son's bowl, and all patiently the son would reciprocate.
镜头转一转，孩子是一个青少年。
A few scenes later, the son is now a youth.
妈妈吃饭的时候想跟他讲几句话。
Mother wants to talk to him as they're eating.
那时候他头上挂着耳机在听音乐。
Now he has a headset on.
妈妈在讲。
Mother tries to talk. He annoyingly takes off his headset.
镜头转一转。
And then the scenes changed again.
早上去上学。
In the morning, the son goes to school. The mother is sweeping the floor.
对着孩子想要讲什么。
The mother tries to talk to the son.
孩子拿出耳机放在耳上，就说。
The son puts on a headset and quickly walks away.
镜头再转一转。
Some more scenes change.
孩子上班了。
Now the son's going to college.
新年，是新年前一天晚上，妈妈打电话给在公司里面的儿子。
The night before Chinese New Year, the mother calls the son.
除夕了，要不要回来吃一次晚餐？
This is Chinese New Year's Eve. Are you coming home for supper?
没时间。
No time.
妈妈就很伤心。
Mom's really sad.
因为中间有好多镜头，是孩子跟朋友在吃、在喝，好高兴打球。妈妈一个人在灯光底下等着自己吃很冷的晚餐。
Because you see the scenes in between that the son was playing balls with his friend, they were laughing, they were talking and joking, and then the mother is sitting under that dim light alone.
所以在公司里面。接到妈妈电话，我没时间嘛，他就挂上去。
Now the son is working the company, and he says, "I don't have time," and he hangs up the phone.
在他挂电话之前，妈妈说：“我明白，儿子，不要紧，不要紧啊，电话已经挂了。”
Before he hung up the phone, the mother says, "I understand, I understand."
晚上很暗的灯光底下，妈妈一个人在吃饭，前面有条鱼，她一口也没吃过。
You see, under that dim light, the mother is sitting alone.And trying to eat just her bowl of rice with the fish on the table untouched. As the son's working hard in the company, one of his co-workers ran over. It's Chinese New Year's Eve. Are you going home? Don't you have a mom? So as the son tried to continue to work, some of the scenes from his past surfaced. He saw the scene that when his mother put the food in his bowl. When he was going to school, his mother helped him change clothes.When he forgot to take his lunch box, his mother would chase after him with it.
镜头一转，妈妈在很暗的黄色灯光底下，一个人在吃，还一口一口的慢慢吃，一个人位置是空的。
And then you see the scene change. The mother's under the dim light, eating alone with an empty chair next to her.
突然间有一个身影在她面前出现。
All of a sudden, there was shadow in front of her.
她抬头一看，原来是她儿子。
She looked up, and there is her son in front of her.
她说：“妈，我回家了。”
The son says, "Mom, I'm home."
然后这个音乐就响起来 ，You raise me up.
And then that background music, "You raise me up," all of a sudden played very loudly.
所以代表教会再次谢谢做妈妈的你们辛苦了。
I want to represent the church to say thank you, mothers.All you do.
在母亲节的时候，很想把一个信息带给做妈妈的。其实你还没有做妈妈，或者是已经过去年纪大了，这个信息对我们非常重要。
I'd like to share a passage to all the mothers and even those who are not mothers yet. That's a very important message.
我先一起祷告，求神祝福这段时间。
Let us pray and may the Lord bless this time.
Father God, we thank you that. such a wonderful Mother's Day when we see all the programs, all the children performance. We give you thanks because all children are gifts from the Lord. Father, we ask your blessing at this moment. May your word speak to our hearts. Help us to see what you want us to hear. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
In 1 Samuel chapter 1.
刚才小孩子念的是21节到28节。
Earlier, the children read from verses 21 through 28. Because of limitation of time, I'm going to share the whole story with you.
撒母耳记上是记载撒母耳出生的过程。
In 1 Samuel, it records the birth of prophet Samuel.
故事开始是好像一个很古老的电影的情节一样，不过是真的。
The story starts like an old, long time ago story. It's true.
有一个人有两个太太。
A guy with two wives.
过去是过期的时代，所以他只有两个。
In those days, polygamy was allowed.
一个叫皮尼娜，一个叫汉娜。
One was Penina, the other one Hannah.
一个有生孩子，一个没有孩子。
One had children, the other one childless.
皮尼娜生了好几个孩子，所以她觉得对那个另外一个没有生孩子，她就一直激动她，让她生气。
Penina had the children, and so she often irritated Hannah, who was childless.
每年一次到耶和华的殿那中敬拜的时候，他带着孩子整个家庭上去了，就把丈夫就把鸡肉分给家里人。
Every year, Elkanah would take all his family to Shiloh to worship the Lord, and during the sacrifice, he would distribute the meat to his family.
他给皮尼娜，一个有孩子的太太一份。
He would give a portion to Penina, who has children. But he would give Hannah double the portion. But the more loving he displayed towards Hannah, the more Penina is irritated. So Penina would be provoking Hannah continuously. Hannah was weeping bitter tears, could not eat.
第一章第八节，她丈夫米利加呢，他就对她说：“汉娜，你为什么哭泣不吃饭呢？我有我比不比十个儿子更好吗？”
So her husband tried to comfort her and said, "Why are you not eating? Having me is not worth more than 10 sons."
有我比不比十个儿子更好吗？
Am I not worth more than 10 sons?
真的吗？
Really?
所以旁边那个看到这样啊，因为在面前弄他的再送回他的孩子都不是他的，所以他越看越难过。
So Hannah, knowing he's disappointed with herself, but she had to endure watching the children around her husband, not from her.
第9节到第20节是讲到汉娜的反应。
So the verses 9 to 13, you see the reaction of Hannah.
她跑去圣殿，在那边祷告，没有出声的祷告，所以只看到嘴唇在动。
So Hannah was praying to the Lord. She did not audibly pray, but you see her lips move.
即使看到耶和华喝醉酒。
The priest Eli saw her and thought she was drunk.
就跑去讲她。
So he went up to her and said,
汉娜就很委屈，告诉了祭司说：“我不是喝醉酒，但是我心里很苦。”
So Hannah explained to the priest, "I'm not drunk. I'm just in anguish."
我在神面前信心投意。
I was praying to the Lord.
然后祭司说：“你可以平淡回去吧，跟以色列云准你所想象的所求的。”
So a priest Eli told her to go in peace, and the Lord hears and answers your prayer.
于是那妇人回去吃饭，面上不再带着愁容了。
So she was comforted, and she went home with a peace in her heart.
第二天，她
see Samuel was born.
So Hannah 就叫他说撒母耳，加起名叫撒母耳，意思就是说这是我向上帝求回来的。
She named him Samuel because this is whom I requested from the Lord.
过去讲这个故事的时候，大家都注意到 Hannah 的信心。
In the past, whenever we talk about this story, people focus on the faith of Hannah.
Hannah 在绝望的时候懂得向神求。
In desperation, she knew to cry out to the Lord.
我今天我想把另外一个角度有问题带到弟兄姐妹面前。
But today I want to point out something else to you, brothers and sisters.
在前面，第五节、第六节都有一句话重复的出现。
In verses 5 through 6, we see the phrase repeated twice.
耶和华不使哈拿生育，
It was the Lord that closed the womb of Hannah.
上帝不让 Hannah 怀孕生孩子。
The Lord closed the womb of Hannah.
所以在后来，哈拿求的时候，上帝就给他。
And then later, when Hannah prayed, and God remembered her.
Hannah 就说，这个孩子是我向神求回来的。
Hannah said, "This is the son whom I prayed for from the Lord."
因为这问题就。有没有想过一个很重要问题
Have you thought of this important question?
为什么前面上帝使他不能有孩子，后面就给他
Why did God close Hannah's womb before and then change his will later?
你知道撒母耳是谁吗
Do you know who is Samuel?
这孩子长大以后，他是以色列历史上面非常重要的一个人物
After he grew up, he became a very important person in Israel.
他是世世当中最大最后的一个
He was the last and most important judge in Israel
是以色列国家之内的开国的一个属灵的导师先知第一个
He's the first spiritual leader of the founding of Israel
好问题是这样
So the question is
假如汉娜不祷告
If Hannah did not pray
他用人的方法去对付惹他生气的对头
She used her own method to retaliate.
叫他不祷告
If she did not pray,
是否撒母耳就不会出生
Will Samuel still be born?
撒母耳真的是哈拿求回来的吗
Was Samuel really the answer to Hannah's prayer? Have you thought about that?
假如天使向玛利亚报信的时候，玛利亚说不行。
Have you thought about this? When the angels appeared to Mary, and Mary said no. You know, at that time, Mary was not married.
没有结婚有孩子，那怎么办？
Mary, unmarried and had a son, what could happen to her?
只要玛利亚说 no way, not happen to me, 然后怎么样？
如果玛利亚说不行，不能在我身上发生，会怎么样？
耶稣不会讲什么。
Will Jesus not born?
很奇怪一个问题，对不对？我是为什么这么想的
？Maybe you're wondering what would the pastor think about this question.
我越来越感受到上帝对我们的恩典。重要一点就是在十二句话当中，让我们有机会参与。
As years go by, I'm more impressed with the fact that a lot of times God let time pass because He wants us to be involved.
神的旨意一定会成就，有你，没有你，有我，没有我，不要紧。
God's will and His plan will always be accomplished, whether with you or not.
有个爸爸在马里布单车回来，把单车组合起来。
There was a father who was assembling a bike.
他在美国回到这个马里。
This is a very common thing to do here in the United States, but it's very difficult. It's very complicated to assemble something. Every time I try something like this, I always left with a whole bunch of screws, like not a good way to go. So the father was very capable and he assembled this bike.
两岁的孩子男生就跑来跑去拿一个塑胶的 hammer 这里敲敲那里敲敲
So his two-year-old son was just running around him and using his plastic hammer hitting here hitting there
with the last screw, the father asked the son to put it in. So the son was very happy. Let me do it. So he screwed it on. So the father helped him to screw it tightly. So he was being helped by his dad tighten it. 2 years old.
爸爸就抓到他的手提了按一下说啊是紧了爸爸我弄紧了
So the father helped him and he was very happy that he tightened his screw.
他就到处去跟朋友跟妈妈说我把一辆脚踏车装配起来了
He goes around to tell his friends he's the one who assembled the bike.
神让人与他同工是一个很大的恩典
When God allows us to labor with him, that's a grace from God.
没有错，汉娜的信心很重要。
True, that Hannah's faith was very important.
但是是否没有汉娜，上帝旨意就不会成就，撒母耳就不会降生。
But is it true that without Hannah's prayers, that Samuel would not be born, and God's will would not be accomplished?
有一首很熟的诗歌叫做《我以祷告来到你面前》，会背的。
There's a familiar song that's called.
里面有句话人说不合神学。
In prayer, I come.
每一次我祷告，就摇动你的手。
Some people say that the lyrics of that song is not biblical.
有人说，上帝的手是你祷告摇动的吗？
It talks about that when I pray, he moves God's hand, but people says,
你不祷告，上帝的手就不会动。
Does that mean when you don't pray, God's hand won't move?
我从来不想，不希望从神学上面传有条件的话。
I try not to debate God's side.
但是两方面都有理由。But
I believe both sides are correct.
的确，神的手不一定要我们祷告才动。True,
God's hand does not have to move because of our prayer.
但是往往是在那边等着，让我们有机会参与，你同不同意？But
a lot of times God does wait for our prayers and then He moves.
所以母亲节彼此我们一起提醒。So
at Mother's Day, let us remind one another.
诗篇127篇也很熟。
Psalms 127 is a very familiar passage. Children are heritage of the Lord.
所怀的胎是他给的赏赐。
The offsprings are His reward.
原文并没有所赐的那几个字。
In the original text, it does not say from God.
应该翻译说孩子是耶和华的产业。
Should be translated that children are heritage of the Lord.
所怀的胎的经验是他给母亲的赏赐。
The offsprings are rewards that he gave to the mothers.
换句话说，这些孩子是上帝旨意当中赐的，给这世界的。
So in other words, that children are gifts from the Lord to the parents.
让父母亲，父亲有机会参与。
So the fathers and mothers have a role to play in God's plan.
还有一点就是刚刚我们那个呢，21节到28节的经文。
Another point from verses 21 to 28 we read.
刚才孩子念得很准哈。
The children did a very good job reading it.
那是北京口音的。
I think that Mandarin accent from Beijing.
我好难学。
Hard for me to learn.
我要拜他为师的。
I'm going to ask you to be my tutor.
在21节到28节里面讲一样事情。
In verses 21 through 28, one thing pointed out.
孩子生以后，做爸爸的带着整个家庭去示弱，在圣经上讲。
After the birth of Samuel, the father was trying to go to Shiloh.
下一句，定还所许的愿。
He was trying to fulfill his vow.
那许了什么愿？
What kind of vow did he make?
因为这个妈妈汉娜在祷告说道：“上帝，你把孩子赐给我，我就把他献给你，终身不替他剃头。”
The vow of Hannah made was, after you've given me this son, I will offer it back to you, and I will not shave his head.
剃头是哪西的人的习惯。
Not to shave the head is the custom of the Nazarites.
哪西的人是做什么的？
Who are the Nazarites?
他们也是犹太人。
They are also Jews.
不过分别出来，终身归于上帝。
But they
separated to be dedicated to the Lord.
没错，他们的许愿是有 term 的，有时间的。
They have some very special regulations.
但是哈拿所许的愿说，他终身都做哪些的终身献给神。
Hannah's vow was the son will for all his days of his life will serve the Lord.
不过，念下去就很细细了。
After you continue to read, you will wonder.
第二十八节说，所以我仗着孩子归耶和华，使他终身归耶和华，一直在那边敬拜耶和华。
Verse 28, Hannah says, I'm offering my son totally so that in all his life he will serve the Lord.
Hannah 所谓的终身真的是终身。
The whole life really was whole life.
撒母耳在他妈妈家庭当中是三年。
Samuel only stayed with his mom for 3 years.
断了奶的时候是三岁。
When he was weaned at the mother's milk,
然后撒母耳以后的日子在上帝的殿当中，以以利祭司的家庭当中长大了。
After that, he spent the rest of his life in the temple living with the priest Eli.
所以哈拿不是口头上面讲说啊，我愿意把他奉献终身给元神，然后当家去继续是自己的。
So Hannah was on the service. She actually left her three-year-old son in the temple for the rest of his life.
是真的把孩子带到圣殿祭司家，好像这样把三岁孩子带来教会，给那些牧师长们养大。
It's really true that she brought her three-year-old son, just like we bring our kids to the church, but it's actually left the son in the church in the temple for the rest of his life.
千万不要这样做。
Don't do that, okay?
不过这，不对于汉娜来说，他是来真的。
With Hannah, that's what she did truly.
想问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你肯吗？
Are you willing?
假如我们是 Hannah, 我足够有一百、两百条理由说不能做。
If we're like Hannah, then we have all these cows.
做母亲的，你舍得吗？
Well, let me ask you, his mother's prayer. Are you willing to sacrifice?
永远不会忘记。
I will never forget.
但越南最后越战结束那一天晚上
at the end of the war between the North and South Vietnam,
外籍的宣教士撤退，外国人都走掉。
All the four missionaries have retreated.
一对英国的宣教士来跟我们说 goodbye.
A couple from England, a missionary couple, came to say goodbye to us.
我女儿才两三个月大。
My daughter was only 2-3 months old.
我师母跟我抱着孩子，把孩子送给这个宣教士说：“你带走吧。”
My wife and I, we give our daughter to this couple, missionary couple, say, take her with you.
不是我一边讲，那一天我挺哭。
As my wife said this, she started to tear.
我不会 expect 有一天会见到她的，把孩子送给别人。
We don't expect to see her ever again as we try to offer her up.
那英国先生说：“不可以，不可以。”
The missionary said, "No, no, cannot."
孩子应该跟做父母的。
Your daughter should stay with you with her parents.
我留下来没有希望的，我知道将来要来的事情。你把给我孩子一条生路，你把我把送给你。
We didn't think there was any hope for us, so we offered up our daughter to give her a life.
所以我念到汉娜把三岁孩子送给别人的时候，那种心。
So as I read about Hannah offering her son, it was very hard for me to accept.
假如 Hannah 有跟我们讨论的话，我说不可以啊，不可以，你叫跟着妈妈。
If Hannah had asked us, we probably would say, "No, don't do that."
还有一点，
There's one more
point. 你念下去知道，这个以利家里面不是一个好的家庭。
If you continue to read, you'll notice that the priest Eli's family is not a good family.
他两个孩子是出了名的。
His two sons are wicked. They're famously wicked.
难道他们不知道吗？
Don't you think Hannah would know that?
孩子送给以利，会不会要先打听一下呢？对方家庭情况怎么样？
Before you give away your child, you will investigate what kind of family, right?
我不相信他不知道。
I don't don't think she was unaware.
但是她掉掉出来。
But she still trusted and offered up her son.
这个有大问题。哈娜怎么可以把三岁的孩子交在一个祭司的家庭？明明知道他有问题的。
So big question. What did Hannah offer up her son to this family?
问你，但是我好像我们一样这么痛苦，没有办法的把孩子交出来，就在那边不停哭。
Let me ask you. Did she offer up crying and reluctantly?
那第一章最后一节，她把孩子带去以后，就在那边敬拜耶和华。
From verse 28, chapter 1, we read, after she offered up Samuel, she was rejoicing in the Lord.
然后到第二章,
and you can read from chapter 2.
是哈拿祷告的一篇非常喜乐的诗歌。
It was a song of praise from Hannah.
她说我心里也有快乐。
She says, my heart rejoices in you.
我的脚也有高举。
Over my enemies.
我的口腔从地张开，我耶和华救恩欢喜。
I delight in your deliverance.
只有耶和华为神，除了他以外，没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God.
她非常的高兴把孩子交出来。
She was very happy to offer up her son.
What happened?
发生了什么事？
我尿这里，我看到一个愿意跟完全信靠神，愿意只接受三年的时间就把孩子交出来的母亲。
I see a mother who was rejoicing. She only had 3 years with the son, but she was satisfied.
结果呢
？And the result?
沙漠有没有在以利的家庭当中变化
？Did Samuel grow up to be a troubled kid?
No, 没有。他有没有走到歪路上面？也没有。
Did he stray from the Lord?
谁保守他
？Who watched over him?
上帝。
God himself.
一个好像有很多问题的做法，三岁把孩子交出来，当他真的肯的时候，上帝尊重他，尊重上帝的人，上帝又尊重他。
Because Hannah respected the Lord honored her, the Lord watched over her son.
现今的父母都不容易，不容易做。
These days it's hard to be parents.
过去一个家庭的中心是谁
？In the past, who was the central figure of the family?
年长的上一辈，对不对
？Usually the elders, right?
父母、祖父母是这样的，最重要成员不是孩子。
Parents, grandparents, the more important figures in the family.
今天呢
？How about today?
有没有听过六个大人宠一个小孩子？
Have you heard that six adults spoiling one child?
家里很多小爸爸，你知不知道
？There are many little masters in the family these days.
过去吃晚餐，祖父母还没有动筷子，谁敢动
？In the past, still before the grandparents moved their chopsticks, nobody dared to move
the
chopsticks. Do you remember those days?
能不能让孩子能不能端菜
？Can the children pick and choose what they eat?
No way.
不可能。
现在呢
？How about now?
最好的学生呢
？The best piece of food, who gets it?
就算孩子不拿，父母的也拿给他。
Even if the children don't take it themselves, parents give it to them.
孩子要孝顺父母。
In the past, children need to pay filial piety to the parents.
是很多孝心的父母。
But these days, the parents pay filial piety to the children.
既舍不得穿。买东西，孩子要100多块一双那些 sneaker 都买给他。
The clothes, shoes, and they don't buy for themselves because they're too expensive. They buy for their kids.
我看到很多妈妈追着孩子说要吧要吧，要他买新衣服。大小孩子肯要的时候，高兴的是妈妈，不是孩子。
I have seen the parents chasing after kids and saying, "I'm going to bring up, take you to buy new clothes." But once the kid acquiesces, the most happy is the parents, not the kids.
我们把最好的给孩子。
We give our children the best.
在美国的中国人孩子也蛮惨的。
But if you think about it, the Chinese kids in the United States are very pitiful.
除了上学校之外，还要学什么
？They don't only have to do homework. What else do they have to learn?
跳舞。
Dancing.
Karate.
去打。
还有呢？
Anything
else? 游泳。
Swimming。
还有呢？
Anything else?
很多。刚刚上礼拜才有一对我以前教会的姊妹来看我。
Last week, a sister from the church I used to pastor came to visit me.
她说现在随着教会，华人教会现在有一个风潮，就是流行所做的事情。
There's a new trend now in the church in New Jersey.
做妈妈的就说你孩子学什么？
Parents would talk among themselves and say, "What are your children learning?"
学钢琴。
Piano.
学芭蕾舞。
Ballet.
所以我的孩子也学啊。
Oh, my children are going to learn that too.
像妈妈孩子都不一样了。
Well, you know, children are different.
我大家比较把孩子尽量养好。
But we want to make sure they all learn the same things.
但是你记不记得诗篇一百二十七篇所讲的
？But you remember in Psalms 127.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造人就枉然努力。
Unless the Lord builds, the builder is in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord God watches a city, the guards watch in vain.
我再次向做母亲的。做祖母，做曾祖母的，表达我们教会我个人对大家的敬意。
Again, I want to thank all the mothers, grandmothers, and great grandmothers. Thank you.
妈妈们，你们辛苦了。
Thank you for all that you do.
你们辛苦只有自己才知道。
How much work you do, only you know.
我希望有一天孩子都会知道。
But I pray that one day the children will.
必须要记住，汉娜不是重新问我自己一次。
But today, through Hannah's story, let's ask ourselves, who has the sovereignty over your children? Who is more important, Lord or their children, in our hearts? Remember the story about the five loaves and two fish? Little kid with five loaves and two fish.
五千人在那边听耶稣讲道。
There were 5,000 people listening to Jesus.
他们饿。
There were hungry.
耶稣问，叫门徒 feed them.
So Jesus asked the disciples to feed them.
门徒就说啊，这里有个小孩子，有点吃的，五个饼，两条鱼。
So the disciples told Jesus, "There's a child with five loaves and two fish."
但希腊文的鱼只是只小的，不是这么大的。
In Hebrew, fish is very small, not huge ones.
我在想，这小孩子怎么可能肯叫出来
？So I wonder what caused the child to offer this.
你不相信吃五脏熟悉不是小孩子要东西吃？你看他会不会给你
？If you ask any of the kids at lunchtime for some food, will he or she give it to you?
我不知道这小孩子有怎么样的父母。
I'm not sure what kind of parents his child had.
但是我自己感受，他叫出来了。
It impressed me that he offered his meal.
所以这五个饼两条鱼能够喂饱五千人。
The five loaves and two fish fed the 5,000.
哈拿叫不肯叫出来。
If Hannah did not offer Samuel.
撒母耳只是普通家庭的普通的小孩子。
Samuel would grow up to be just an ordinary kid in an ordinary family.
Hannah 用我们不能想象的理由把孩子真的叫出来的时候，上帝使用他成为一个国家、一个民族的祝福。
Because Hannah offered up Samuel in this inconceivable manner, he became a great leader of Israel.
姐妹，你选择什么
？Brothers, sisters, what's your choice?
不要误会，不是叫我们不要管小孩子，或者把孩子三岁就送走。
Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not asking you not to discipline your kid or offer up your kid at age three.
但是我们要审查自己的内心。
But let us examine ourselves.
明白主权在孩子的生命当中，主权在神，不是在我，不是在你，不是在妈妈们。
Let us understand that the sovereignty in our children's lives belongs to the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because of your grace. We see that we have more and more kids.
小小生命。
We see that they're blessings for our church.
我为他们祷告，就是满足他们，让父母期待一样，在神的恩典当中，认识上帝的基础当中成长。
We pray for them that they will grow up, according to your will.
也为到那些母亲们祷告。
We also pray for the mothers.
说祝福我们当中的母亲、祖母、祖母、曾祖母，他们过去走的路不容易。
Lord, we pray that you bless the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers among us, that we know the path that led before was difficult.
祝福他们有敬虔的下一代。
Help them to have devoted descendants.
也提醒做母亲的、做父亲的，能够将主权交出来。
We also pray for the fathers and mothers to let God be God in their children's life.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
永远永远不会失误。
He will not make mistakes.
我感谢你。
We praise and
thank you. 祝福儿童侍奉。
Please bless our children's ministry.
一刷一张白纸，他们中间求神帮助们，趁着还有机会，把主耶稣的形象印在上面。
Help us imprint your message on this blank sheet of papers.
听我同学祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.